Red Hot Country 3WD riding with Brian and Malone at 7:04, 4 after 7 with Jeff and Ricky. We have a special guest we're going to be talking to here real
soon.
We
do. Remember the huge guest?
Should we tell him?
Remember I told you about a huge guest today and you didn't know who it was going to be, did you? When I talk about a huge guest, I talk about a huge guest.
I don't know. I think I might be able to take him.
I don't think so, but, you know, go ahead and try.
No. I'm not crazy. I may be stupid, but I'm not crazy.
I'll stand back.
Red Hot Country 3WD birthdays anniversaries coming up next after Diamond Rio. Red Hot Country 3WD. It's Toby Keith, and how do you like me now? It's 8:03, almost 8:04, 4 after 8 with Jeff and Ricky.
I like him just fine.
Well, I knew that.
Hey, we've got some good music coming up.
We always?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, we've got Brooks and Dunn and George Strait and Brooks and Dunn and, and Brooks and Dunn and Aaron Tippin and Lone Star and Tim McGraw and All Men.
And George Strait and his latest called Run. News of the Weird is on the way. Keep it here. Red Hot Country 3WD. Red Hot Country 3WD, George Strait and Run. It's 8:08, 8 after 8 with Jeff and Ricky. And Ricky, it is time now for your News of the Weird.
You've been laughing about this way too much. I'm scared.
A group of Taiwanese evangelists said yesterday that Harry Potter is evil.
Oh, he's not either.
The Ling Ling Church posted an essay on its website warning its 7,000 followers, massive group, that the Harry Potter books teach sorcery and run counter to the Bible. I'm sorry. It's a kid's book.
So does Winnie the Pooh. Big deal.
And they're very well written. And, you know, like I said, if you watch Bewitched, this is no biggie.
Yeah.
But this is, I mean, this is cute. Go to the movie. Read the book. Enjoy yourself, people. Okay, back off my soapbox. A grand jury has indicted Carlos Rodriguez Avila on charges of unlawful importation and possession of birds and making false statements to customs officers after he arrived in Miami on a flight from Havana with 44 birds strapped to his legs under his pants.
Oh, I can't even imagine that.
Well, he was probably enjoying it too much anyway. Carlos said he intended to sell the birds for $350 each. Several of the birds died during the trip. That's because he probably sat on them. Avila is facing up to 10 years in prison and $500,000 fine if convicted on both counts.
Oh, poor birds.
No kidding. Oh. They should be shot for cruelty to animals.
Yeah.
All right. Now, finally, believe it or not, a four-day show will be held in Singapore next week to discuss all things related to the toilet.
It's going to take 4 days?
Yes, I know. Toilet design, ventilation, sanitation, constipation, and the future of the invention, which is believed to have been first introduced by Thomas Crapper way back when. Some 200 delegates from Finland, Britain, India, Japan, Taiwan, and the United States will gather at the Restroom Asia Trade Show. A few delegates from China will also be on hand to see how best to build their toilets for the Olympics.
Well, that part of it might be important.
And one final note, nobody from the Taliban will be there because we've had just about enough crap out of them. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your News of the Weird on Red Hot Country.
Hey, folks, let me tell you.
Red Hot Country 3WD, Winona, tell me why, Nona. And we have coming up, we have news headlines on your way. Also, another Nashville News, and That's Entertainment is on the way as well, so don't go away. Look at Ricky. She's grabbed the picture that we got from Bruiser Jr.
Yeah. Boy, I tell you, he gave us a picture, an autographed picture of him in his costume.
He is a menacing looking fellow.
Well, actually, it's kind of lack of costume.
All right.
There's
not a lot of costume there.
This
is a family show, Ricky.
But they need to go see this wrestling. That's going to be great.
Tell you more about that and chances to win tickets coming up. Keep it here. Red Hot Country. Red Hot Country 3WD in Another World. Joe Diffie. Good stuff. And more good stuff yet to come.
Yeah, he always has good stuff, though. We had some George Strait coming. And Jeffrey Steele, Travis Tritt, Daryl Worley, Steve Foley, holy cow.
It's going to be a great hour. How about some Lone
Steve
Star?
Steve Foley, holy cow. I do a really bad joke and you don't even catch it. Jeez.
Oh, okay. Chrissy, you're with holy cow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was me.